Good morning. Today is June the 30th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Psalm, chapter 21, we'd like to share just a few verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, the word reads, O Lord, in your strength the king will be glad, and in your salvation how greatly he will rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of good things. You have set a crown of fine gold on his head. He asked life of you, you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you place upon him. And verse number 6, For you make him most blessed forever. You make him joyful with gladness in your presence. May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, these words that I read unto you this morning are the words of David, giving praise and thanksgiving with God for the deliverance of his life. You know, each day in our life, we need to be thankful, we need to be grateful, we need to always lift up praise and glory upon our Heavenly Father for all the many blessings, all the many gifts that He provides upon our lives. Many times read David's story as he was a young boy and as he was a shepherd, and even the writing of the 23rd Psalm, it speaks of how strong and how strength is given unto David through the Lord God. We understand as well, beloved, in David's life and the encounter he had with Goliath the giant, we know as well God was there and God brought him through it. God brought him through all the deliverances of his life. And in this psalm, David offers praise and gives praise and glory for the deliverance God has blessed unto him. He says in verse number 1, O Lord, in your strength the king will be glad, and in your salvation how greatly he will rejoice. You know, David is thankful for what God has done and what God is doing in his life. Beloved, today in your life, I would ask you the question that's most important. As you wake this morning, as you go about your activities today, have you taken the moment, have you taken the time, even maybe just a few short minutes, and thank God and gave praise to God for all the many blessings that he has provided unto you this day? You know, several years ago, there was a pastor friend of mine that we were doing services one Saturday morning, and we were having prayer, and he looked plainly at me and said, Billy, I would ask that you would do me a favor. And surely I asked him, I said, what can that be? I'll do my best. And he said, I want you in the morning when you pray, I want you, after you have said your prayer and after you have sought God, I want you to just wait and listen for an answer from God. You know, I thought for a few moments, and I looked at this pastor and told him, I assured him I would. And the very next morning, I remember as I prayed early every morning, I sought the Lord God for the needs of my life, and I gave praise and offering grace unto God. And I waited for a few minutes after I had finished praying, just sitting there with my head bowed and my hands clasped, just seeking to wait and hear from God. And minutes went by, and minutes turned into 30 minutes, and 30 minutes turned into an hour, and still nothing was heard to me from God. As I was almost ready to raise my head up and almost ready to just get up and say, well, maybe this pastor truly didn't understand what God's will would be for me, I started to hear what God would share with me, not obviously through a spoken word, an audible sound, but through His Word, through this written Word of God that I hold this morning in my hand. The Lord revealed to me then, and I want to reveal to you this morning, this powerful truth. If we awake this morning, and the only things that are in our life today are the things that we had taken a few moments yesterday to give praise and thanks to God for, how blessed would this day be before you and your family? What I mean, beloved, how blessed would this day be minus the things that you had not thanked God for today? How blessed would your life be, those around you maybe that would be removed or taken away? How blessed would the things of life be if your current blessings would be removed by the hand of God because you had never taken the time to thank Him for it from a truthful and a humble and a grateful heart? You know, as I thought that morning, as it rained outside, as I prayed, I gave praise to God that day, and that was many, many years ago, beloved. And I still praise Him this day, strong as ever, because of God's goodness and God's greatness. I offer God thanks every day of my life and offer Him the glory and the praise that He righteously and alone deserves. You know, I believe David understood this truth as well. For he says in verse number 3, For you meet with me with the blessings of good tidings. You set a crown of fine gold on my head. He asked life of you. You gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. splendor and majesty you place upon him. And in verse number 6, very profound truth, for you make him the most blessed forever. You make him joyful with gladness in your presence. Beloved, you know one of the greatest blessings that we have is to come before God in prayer. Just to come before God with our supplications and the needs and the burdens that each and every day that we bear. Let's just draw up close to God. Let's just seek the will of God in everything today in our lives. May we always be thankful with gladness in our hearts, just as the psalmist David writes, and just as this powerful truth that I have shared with you, that God one day shared with me. Father, we thank you today, God, for this precious day. We thank you for this Tuesday morning, God, that you have woke us up. You have blessed us and kept a breath of life in our very being, God. We'd ask you today, Father, to receive thanks from us, Father, for all things that are in our lives, and to praise, God, that we offer upon you. We thank you for our families, Lord. God, we thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our homes, Father. Lord God, we thank you most of all for our salvation. We thank you for the cross, God, today. And we know that we have received that gift of eternal life, Father, that we know can only come through you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, today for paying that price on that cross on Calvary, so that today, Father, we may have that life, just as the psalmist David writes, and we may have it everlasting. Father, I would ask you to receive our thanks today for all the things in our life, God, even the many things, Father, that many times we not even think of as we pray and lift up holy hands to you. But God, I would ask you to just receive our thanks. God, I would ask you to receive the glory that you deserve. Father, I would ask you to bless our friends. Father, I ask you to bless our families. Lord God, I would ask today so greatly, God, that you would help us, each and every one, God, to grow in you, to grow in your word, to grow in your truth, God, so that we may be that way, God, that you would have us to be. Father, I would pray a special prayer today, Father, for anyone sick, anyone, Father, today in the hospital, God, we know of many. Lord, we'd ask you to just put your loving arms around them. Let them just feel your presence, God, and your might and your power. May they as well, God, be thankful for all the many blessings that you bless us with. May you touch them. May you guide them. May you lift them and heal them, God, today in your will and your way. I pray a special prayer today, Father, for those listeners, Father, today that are listening to this broadcast. Would ask you to be with them, be near and dear their families, meet their needs, God, in a mighty and a miraculous way, God. Father, we do thank you today for this offering of praise. We thank you, Father, today that we may have joy, we may have peace, we may have understanding upon our hearts, God, for we know you place it there. We'd ask you, God, today just to keep us, keep your hands of safety and love and grace around us. We thank you, Father, for the people that pray for this ministry. We thank you for the people, Father, that pray for one another each and every day. Lord, may we undergirth our families and our friends, Lord, as we give praise and glory upon your precious name. Have your right away, Lord. Have your will and your peace upon our hearts this day. For, Father, we will give you the praise and the glory and the honor, God, that today and every day you righteously deserve. For today we come and we pray in the name above all names, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.